Hello everyone out there here in Audio Boo Land. It's about 11:50 on Friday, the 26th of October 2012. This is Ben out here in now much balmier than normal. Well, not really, but just kind of eh. It's 80 and 55 now instead of 90. So, yeah, it's a little more burnt out than I would like, but it's the course of things in October. I'm not here to do another weather, summer, burnt out, whatever, boo. I'm here to talk about voting and how we're screwed if we do, we're screwed if we don't. I am a conservative. I do not like to vote by party. I like to vote by the person. Meaning that just because you have an R by your name or a D by your name or whatever letter, that doesn't mean you're going to get my vote. Doesn't mean you're not going to get my vote. It just means that you're up for consideration. Why do I say that we're screwed if we do, we're screwed if we don't on voting? Because we're dealing with a couple of globalists, big time. Obama, more so than Romney, yes. Way more so. Oh, and did I mention way more so? But Romney is not exactly Mr. Americana all the way. He did well up until the third debate when I heard him go into the whole "a peaceful planet." When he did that, he showed his true colors. That was a ding, 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 ding. Say a Mitt, you're not running for president of the world. You're running for president of the United States. We have put ourselves into situations whereby we have to care about the world. But I would be a Ron Paul person had the media not birded him out. He talked about get everybody out of every other country, stop giving aid to other countries, worry about here. Sorry about that. And again, Obama and Romney talk about, you know, we need to do some nation building here at home. But they won't do it. Romney dabbled in socialism. Hello, RomneyCare. It was the blueprint for Obamacare. You know, they're counting on American ignorance. They're counting on American ignorance. They're counting on us not knowing better. They're counting on that little American voluntary ignorant. Oh, I wouldn't know. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Oh, I wouldn't know. When they hear that, that go, yes, we're doing it, we're winning. But I get back to, why are we screwed if we do, screwed if we don't? If we don't vote at all, we're giving them, quote unquote, which I call the New World Order, the people who want to see our country made into a full-on dictatorship and not even have vestiges of democracy / democratic republic, incentive to go at it. Go ahead. Rip up the Constitution even further than you already have and go at it. Have at it. But if we do vote, we're saying, well, we're doing what the lesser of two evils. I love what Gerald Salente said the other night on Coast to Coast. He said, I'm not voting this year. And George Norrie says, why? Why are you not voting? And he says, George says, it's the lesser of two evils. And Salente says, exactly. You can't get good out of evil. I don't care if it's the lesser of two evils. It's evil. And that's a wonderful comment. And I love that. But, again, the problem you run into is, if you don't vote at all, you're giving evil that nice. Good. And there's another angle to this. Call me crazy, but, you know, I wonder if early voting, vote by mail, are ploys. I wonder if they're not ploys. Get them to vote early. Get them to vote by mail. Right? Make it so they don't have to go on November 6th in this year's case, 2012. And actually walk into the polling place and cast a ballot. You know, make it so that they don't have to walk into the polling place and have a I voted sticker on when they walk out. Because, obviously, if you have thousands upon thousands of people voting early, what's going to happen on November 6th? You're going to have poor, you know, Annie Compton, who's 95,000 years old for ABC News, who follows the president, you know, going to some polling place in D.C., and there's three old women there. Oh, I vote here every time. Yeah, and that's it. You just birded out election turnout because everybody and their mother voted early. Yay! So then, people hear the news, those that do hear the news, bird out. They hear, oh, voter turnout wasn't even that high. Oh, so I'm not alone for not voting. Or, maybe I won't go. Oops. There goes Constitution. So you see, it all ties back together. It's a big ploy. It's a big bird out. It's bad news. So, people who want to go vote early, it is your right to do so. I am not discouraging you from doing it. But I voted the poll just so that I can kind of send my own little message of, hey, look, I'm walking in there on November 6th. I'm the only blind person at my precinct. They always have issues with the machines that we use. That because of that law that was signed in 06, that went into effect in 2006, we now have to be able to vote independently as disabled people, which is wonderful. I'm the only one that uses it. I'm the only one that uses it in my precinct. I'm always having to worry about spending extra time there while they looky-do these machines. But you know what? Damn it, if it takes me 7 hours of sitting and waiting and looking and doing and reading manuals and calling and I will do it. I will do it. I will not be cowed. I will not be said, well, Ben, they gave you an early ballot. I don't care. No. I walk into that poll to send my own message. Hey, I'm here. You're not birding me out. So, these are just my thoughts, not anyone else's. And other than that, everything is going well, and I probably am going to do another boo on the 6th. So,